The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Riverfront! Episode number 500 of the world's most dangerous podcast. I'm your host, Chad Dotson. This is a show where we discuss the Cincinnati Reds and occasionally Luis Alberto Bonilla. With me here is Nate Dotson. How are you, Nate?
In Cincinnati, 500th episode of this podcast, and I'm drinking a cocktail called Joey's Juice. How can I possibly be any better? Shout out to the Stretch for letting us in that air. They're dancing. They're pretty. They're like
Joey's Juice, Nate. I'm not sure I'm on board with that. That's. Oh, my goodness. All right. So, we got a lot of fun stuff going on here, I think, today, and I'm excited about this. First episode ever actually recorded on the riverfront. The river. Nate, there's a river out here. We're sort of in front of it, right? I think. Sort of. So, Nate, what's the deal? Number 500. Can you believe it?
It's beautiful as one of the season. The Reds were going to be in playoff contention in September. And we would get to be here talking about it from some of our friends and family members. I would say you're crazy. I would say you're nuts. Give me another drink. We're not assuming that drink with Joey Juice. But the vibes are back. They're like, pumped to be here. A long time back in Cincinnati, the people are great, so I could be more excited.
Yeah, no question about it. You know, I've had this dumb boycott going on for a while since the Castellinis ruined my life. Hash Brown, sell the team, Bob. And but this year, you know, when there was some discussion that maybe it be Joey's final season, we hope not. But so I thought, well, if I'm going to end the boycott, I got to go see Joey. And then I thought, Joey and Ellie De La Cruz, really? Same field at the same time? Can we see that? And, well, maybe not, I guess. But Joey's on the injury list. Going to come back tomorrow, looks like. Fingers crossed. But excited to be here. We've talked about this a bunch, and it still blows my mind. We're in September. The Reds are playing meaningful baseball. We're going to talk about baseball here.
Come on, Carly. That's Carly, everybody.
And the Reds are actually in a pennant race. The Reds are actually have a shot at making the playoffs. And, you know, we've done this dumb show 500 times. Not that many of those episodes were we able to talk about potential playoffs. So it's exciting. It's fun. And to be here with everyone and then afterwards go over to the game, have a few drinks, and watch the Reds beat the stupid Cardinals. I'm all in.
Yeah. Last season, the Reds lost 100 points. The worst Reds team of my life. Young man anymore.
Suck it, stupid Cardinals.
Jen, should we bring out our first guest today?
I really would rather not, but this is the moment I've been dreading. You know, I met this young man in the mid 90s before most of you were born. And he's been on, I know, I see you, Sydney. I see you. Not funny. And we've been talking about the Reds for many, many, many years. And he's been on the show more than just about anyone, I think. So let's invite our buddy Bill Lack onto the show, shall we? The Podfather.
I love you too, Chad.
Let's not go that far. You good over there?
Yeah. Bill Lack. Thank you. Thank you. Happy to be here. Thank you to the Stretch.
Yes, again.
This place is great, by the way. I mean, I want to talk about the Reds, but this is a great little place.
And they have Miller High Life.
Miller High, the champagne of beers. The
champagne
only
of bottled beers.
How you two got started and your Reds fandom as a duo.
We most people wouldn't understand it when we start talking about listservs and you know,
oh man, going old school.
The internet of the late 1900s.
Yeah.
But no, we started talking. It was basically over email, and then this email list back in the day, and then we started up Red Leg Nation, and then somehow we decided to start talking into microphones, and we've talked a lot about the Reds over the years, haven't we?
Yeah, Chad drugged me along as he prospered in the Reds community.
Yeah, you gotta have people you drag along with you, you know, on my coattails all the way, Bill Lack.
Being the heavyweight that I am on Chad's back.
No comment. Bill, let's talk about the 2023 Reds in the context of history, because we've all seen a lot of Reds teams. Can you find a team over the years that you would compare this to, just in terms of how much fun this team has been?
The one thing that we've talked about this a little bit lately is this West Coast trip that this team just had. I don't ever remember a Reds team facing the adversity that this team faced on the West Coast. They sat on the tarmac in Arizona for 6 or 8 hours, COVID injuries. And they came back with a 500 road trip, which is where the West Coast is where Reds playoff hopes have gone to die for as long as I can remember. The only team that comes to my mind historically to compare them to is the 99 team. That's the only one that had no expectations. Their expectations were probably higher than this team's were, but that's the only comparison I really have is the 99 team. And hopefully it'll end in the playoffs and not one game short.
Yeah, exactly. That 99 team, of course, obviously, in terms of fun, pretty close. I don't know, a lot of young talent, just a lot of it. It's an exciting team. They had so many road wins. Remember, they were called the big road machine. But in terms of expectations, though, this team lost 100 games last year. That was last year. Last year was the billboard year. And now we're in the playoffs. Kudos to the billboard.
Last year sucked.
Yes, last year was awful. Nate, what do you think?
I never met.
neither is my wife. She's right there. St. Linda strikes again.
Bill and I did our first solo podcast together without Chad earlier in the week, and it was a new name. That's just low and waxing poetic about this race. Linda, I see why you married the guy.
Well, and it was also under an hour, which tells me that Chad is the long-winded one when he and I are together. It's not me.
I'm sitting right here. Okay? Look. Bill, I got to tell you, though, what happened to Grumpy Bill? Because we had Grumpy Bill for so long, and he's not here anymore. It's the champagne of beers, that's why.
It's the champagne of bottled beers.
The champagne of podcast hosts, Bill Lack. Oh, my goodness. Doug Gray's here, everyone.
Doug Gray in the house.
Oh, and we've got to say, since we see Doug, we've got our friend Coop here
in the house.
The Hunt from Reds October podcast. He's going to say something controversial if I give him the mic, so we may need to... But are you having as much fun this year as you've had in a long time, Bill, with this team?
I really am. And this team is so young and so talented that there's no reason not to be excited about the rest of this year, next year, and the next couple of years.
And the Reds really won't screw this up, I'm sure, right?
We're being positive, yeah. Bill and Chad. We're trying to be positive, Bill and Chad.
Exactly.
Before we move on to our next guest, I'd like to just throw out one prediction for the rest of the season.
That the Reds will be playing meaningful baseball into the last 4 days of the season.
Okay.
I'm going to agree with that, but I'm going to say the last 4 days of the season equal the final four games of the World Series. World Series, baby. Maybe. I don't know. All right. Bill, final thoughts for us before you step off stage.
I've loved all my time doing baseball for the last 30-some years, and I hope I get to do it for the next X number of years.
Absolutely. Bill, thank you, buddy. Good talking to you. Shout out to the Podfather. All right.
Next up, I'm pretty pumped to introduce a guy who some of y'all actually probably know. He's been doing Reds internet things for a long time. He's now a newer member of the family and quickly becoming one of our brothers. Tim Daniel, playing our Reds. Come on.
Tim!
Should I do the thing?
Oh, yes. Do it.
Hello, everybody!
It's his catchphrase. It's Tim's catchphrase. I love it.
Hashtag t-shirt. My wife and daughter just went out the door. I don't know where they went, though.
Wait, where are they?
They're on the patio.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah, she's they're straight ahead right there. It's my wife. She has no idea we're talking about her.
Oh. Well, Tim, I guess we'll talk about the Reds some, but I also want to talk about welcome to the Riverfront family this year. It's been a fun year to join forces here. We're glad to have you.
It's the happiest I've ever been making content working with you guys, and I don't say that lightly.
Oh, how sweet. Tim's so sweet. He's precious. Talk a little bit about Late Night Reds for everyone here, though. This is my I like my show, but there we go. We got Late Night Reds t-shirt in front
Sydney
of us.
Sydney has the lone Late Night Reds t-shirt in the world.
Yeah. Come on, walk through.
We're good.
You're good. Sunday nights. Madonna! Sunday nights, 9 p.m. live. It gets a little crazy.
It does. Ben's over here. Ben's going to join us later in the show. It's so much fun though. The crowd at times just makes it a blast. You know, I know a lot of people in here have been on there. Doug's been a guest before. Jeff and Carlos have been guests before. Coop, if you're nice enough, maybe I'll invite you on. But Sydney's been a guest before. But we just have a lot of fun just talking about the Reds. I get to play the Jose Barrera Soul Glow clip from Coming to America anytime I want. And that's the happiest thing I can possibly do.
Yeah, that would be great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, Dwight over here is running it, so he could play if we wanted to.
Shout out to our producer tonight, Dwight Kelly.
Hey, that's my mom. Look, my mom's here.
No way.
That's my mom saying my stepdad.
Hey. Oh, hugs all around.
Yeah.
Boy, it's old home week here
Tim's
at the Riverfront.
Tim's mom.
Oh, no. Look who this is. Our buddy Alex, known as Giant Asian Man on Twitter.
Yeah.
The GOAT. Good luck. Handsome University of Virginia Cavalier.
My whole family's here, actually. My mom, my sister, my brother-in-law, my nephews. There's my wife and daughter.
Man, I couldn't even get my whole family to come to my college graduation.
Yeah. They don't love you like they love me.
Clearly. That is true. Yeah. It was not the champagne of beers. It was actual.
Well, I got a High Noon watermelon, to be exact.
Nice.
Yep. It is it's a blast, man. So like on a night-to-night basis, no matter the result of the game, we see something we haven't seen before. And sometimes that's very, very good, and sometimes that's awful, right? You know, just having this whole core group of young guys that came up at the same exact time, like if you think about the era with Joey and Jay and Brandon, those guys were all like a year. Ellie, Matt McClain, Andrew Abbott. We've never had anything like this before. I don't know if baseball has really had anything like this to where everyone came up at the same time. It's unbelievable, man. It's so fun to watch.
One of my favorite things about this season has been how every time a new Reds prospect comes up and makes his debut, Sydney drops the news.
On my show. On my show, every time.
Sydney is like ghost agent.
I know. The Matt McClain one was funny. It's the first time I have been on. And I'm like, hey, would you mind just filling in tonight? I'd love to have you.
It was the first time, yeah.
And we're like talking about something. And all of a sudden, Sydney goes in the chat, all caps, Matt McClain's coming up tomorrow. And then you see Matt McClain. And I'm like, I literally cut the servers. I was like, Ben, I think we have breaking news. I've seen your guys' numbers. You are not hurting.
Yeah. One viewer. We got more than that. They're all here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Family Daniels.
Iris is there. Can confirm.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Iris.
All right. We got one, Shannon. Well, they know. There's the whole, like, for those who don't follow our shows, and why not? You can follow our Patreon, actually, if you grab a banner.
Patreon.
But my wife and daughter have this thing where, like, every time they go to games, the Reds win. So I've been taking my wife to games for 3 years now. I don't know. Yeah, exactly. they're nine and one when Grace is in attendance. We've taken Iris. Yeah, we've taken Iris to three games. They're 3-0 when she's playing. So if you guys want to send the Daniel family a GoFundMe for season tickets next year. We're not objective.
Are we ready to step into our next segment, Nate, or anything else you want to discuss right now?
Things happen, and we had an opportunity to approach Tim and Ben and Carlos, and see if they wanted to take a more permanent role on the Riverfront. And we didn't know we did that, it was going to expand things further than the Reds. So after a lot of meaningful
conversation. Pretty exciting
announcement to
make real quick. Let's hear it, Tim. This is good. The next phase of the Riverfront.
Hey, Mom. Yeah. Yeah. So, Mom, I'm making an announcement here. Where are you going? God. All right. So, for those who don't, those who know me know, I've been covering basketball in the local area for about 8-9 years. Lucky enough, been credentialed. Ran a company called 48 Minutes. 48 Minutes is officially shut down, but now we're going to be bringing all of our stuff to the Riverfront. I'm really excited today to announce Riverfront U for all of our college coverage for here on out. Yours truly, Sean Mackey's coming back. Ryan Roberts and Ryan Lester actually up at the UC Pitt game today. Hopefully both teams lose, but.
Say it, Tim.
How many UC fans does it take to screw in a light bulb? None. They're talking about how good the previous one was.
Oh, yo. All right.
Yeah, we are super pumped to bring you on to our network. Cover all the local colleges. We're going to be growing up. Tim, you are
here. I think you're the man, actually.
No, it's going to be exciting, but let's not talk about Riverfront U too long because, you know, we still have Reds to talk about.
We do.
And the Reds are still in the playoff hunt. And also, something else getting ready to happen. The local football club decided that they're going to start a season. Football? Is there a football team there? The real football.
Who day?
Can we get a who day?
Who day?
So next up, we would love to bring him and say goodbye to
Chad.
We're
all
tired of him.
Okay. I'm not tired of you.
The Riverfront Bengal Show. We'll talk about week one.
I'll even give you the middle seat.
All right. Let's do that again. I know.
Yeah. I took the crappy microphone for you, Joe.
I appreciate you biting the bullet for that one. And one more time, everybody. Can we get a hootay? Joe Burrow is going to buy a jet, and he's going to fly all of us up to Cleveland.
There we go.
No, that'd be nice. Yeah. 1 o'clock, Bengals kick off the season against those evil, awful mistakes on the lake, the Cleveland Browns. Exactly. Yes.
Thank you.
You can't forget any team from Pittsburgh too. They fit in there really nicely.
Don't get me started. We're gonna have fun tonight. Oh boy, I don't know. I think I already made some people mad here tonight. I might need to cut my by my tongue the rest of the way.
All right, so obviously we're really high up in the Bengals this year.
Yep.
Super Bowl aspirations. Probably the best the energy's been around the network since...
ever. Literally ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we want to have buzz on that, but we all have a lot of high expectations. But I want to bring Joe on here to throw out three bold predictions for this 2023-24 Cincinnati Bengals season.
Number one, I don't know how bold this is. Joe Burrow is going to win the NFL MVP.
All right. All right.
He got his bag. He's going to put up damn near 5,000 yards, 45, 50 touchdowns. He can't be stopped. Jamar Chase in the fold. T. Higgins. Even Joe Mixon.
I think so.
Offensive player of the year, yeah. He's definitely going to be in the top five. I guarantee that.
I love it.
He's going to outgain Jettas.
I don't think any of us are going to push back too hard on that.
Yeah.
What do you
get
for number two?
I got the Chiefs losing in Buffalo in the division round. They're not even going to get a chance to make it back to Paycor to play in the AFC Championship game.
Oh.
Oh.
4-1
Kansas City Chiefs.
They are the worst team in the league right now.
I hear
they are number 32 team. Everybody's above them in the standings.
I hear they like losing to Tiger teams anyway. So
they love it.
Yeah. Is a lion technically a tiger? Do I have that off?
You do have it off.
Okay, that's
it's
fine.
It's a big cat. It's a big cat.
Yeah.
All right. Bold prediction, Super Bowl 58 in Las Vegas. Your Cincinnati Bengals are going to beat the Seattle Seahawks to win the World Championship. Parade in Fountain Square. I'm going to be there. Who's going to be with me?
Me.
Jeff's going to be with us. Strawberry ice in the house.
Bengals Super Bowl is a homer pick. The boldness comes from Seahawks.
Yeah. Gino about to go wild.
I don't buy. Give me another 6-8 weeks of Brock Purdy, and I'll let you know if he's legit.
You know what?
He's a seventh-round draft pick, Mr. Irrelevant. League knows him.
You know what? I'm going to call an audible real quick. I'm going to step off stage. I'm going to call another man. I got Jeff. Strawberry ice and stuff.
Oh, boy.
I'd love to hear you, Joe, talk a little bit about your predictions for the AFC North this year.
All right.
Am I the moderator here?
I think you came in your seat.
Oh, God.
Strong defense. Yeah. They got a good receiving core. They got Smith and Jigba.
Uh-huh.
They got Lockett.
You believe in
I believe in it more than Brock Purdy. They got a good defense.
I mean, you know, 49ers, excuse me, suck the Niners. Yeah. By the way, that's the way I always think. It is twice the damn Super Bowl, so I don't expect to suck the Niners.
That was like 50 years ago, Jeff.
Too many people.
50 years ago, I was 12. Yeah.
Too many people are saying the Bengals need to beat the 49ers for it to be legit, to come full circle. I don't give a shit. It could be the little sisters of the poor. I don't give a damn. But yeah, exactly. I don't care. It doesn't matter who it is.
Yeah.
I say the Seahawks. That's my surprise pick.
They could beat Notre Dame in the Super Bowl. I'd be happy.
Me too.
I mean, Cincinnati teams do beat Notre Dame in big games. So.
Not in basketball.
They don't play basketball. They did.
More.
Well, I mean, they can lose to Xavier. I don't care.
They beat Brian Kelly, first off. Let's get it right. I know the Florida State game the other night was pretty awesome watching him kind of.
His face gets so red. I'm like, you swear he's going to have an Anders. Like, who's got a redder face, he or Clint Hurdle?
Ooh,
it's a red off.
I don't know. Brian Kelly can have his own candy line with how red his face is.
Probably. Yeah. Clint Hurdle gets purple.
Yeah. Well, let's get back on track before this gets wild, then, because we got a baseball game to get to tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you got your order of finish for the NFC, for the AFC North? Bengals number one, right?
Bengals number one. Say it, but probably the Rattlers.
Yep.
I know a lot of people are seeing the Steelers, which I don't see it.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I mean, I know who the Pickens have done great in practice and training camp and all that stuff.
Preseason, lights haven't come on yet.
Yeah, preseason, they nothing,
yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of
usual.
It's right. Right.
Right. It doesn't count.
Right. Class C.
Right.
That's what I believe.
Exactly.
But I mean, something we're talking all four of them.
That'd be
Could they? Yeah. Are they? No, not likely. I don't think so. Not since Yeah, it's close, but not since realignment.
Right.
And you know, it can. I mean, you got seven playoff teams, so you got four wild cards. Good.
And then
If he approaches what he did on the field in Houston, not off the field, no one wants to approach that. If he approaches, then they're the second best team. I think they're better than Baltimore. Baltimore's got a higher floor.
Yeah.
Cleveland has a higher ceiling.
Well, to Baltimore,
Oh, and Mark Andrews is already hurt.
Is he?
Yeah, he's missed. He's I think he's out this game.
Has J.K. Dobbins been declared on the IR yet?
Probably not yet, but it'll happen soon. Yeah, it'll happen soon.
Well, Joe, should we announce the big news? Your big news?
We should announce the big news.
We should.
I'm pregnant. No, I'm just kidding. Tim's the father yet again.
It's a lot of conversation.
We do have a big announcement to make, though. We are giving away for new subscribers on YouTube two tickets to the preview of the Super Bowl, the Bengals-Seahawks game down the street at Paycor. You got to subscribe to us on YouTube.
Which you got these cool banners here on round that you can grab.
Banners are here. They're by the door behind Nate and his lovely wife. Just scan, subscribe, and you'll be in the running, and we will pick it live on an upcoming show. So everybody get that.
Yep.
Is on your show?
You're on my show. You're out of the running. Sorry.
Damn it.
I know.
All right.
Do you have any bold predictions? Bolder than mine.
You stole them.
Should have gotten you up here.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm going to bet. I'm actually going to put money on this year, too. In 2021, I was going to put $100 on the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl, which I literally went down to Clarksville Sports down there in Lawrenceburg to do it before they go to Ohio, and it closed. I'm doing it this year because we're going to the Super Bowl. We're going to win the ass. Jack Hutchins is going to be the MVP. Jamar Chase is going to be the Offensive Player of the Year. Lou Anarumo. Hopefully, still be our defensive our coordinator next year, but he's probably going to get a job somewhere else.
He deserves a job.
Yeah,
he deserves a job.
You think he's still happy he didn't get a Arizona?
Good Lord, yeah. That place is an absolute.
Yeah, that's pretty much all my bold predictions because it took them all.
I like it. Sorry for stealing your thunder.
What's that?
Sorry for stealing your thunder. My apologies. We're good.
All right, cool. How about that for Jeff and Joe? Hooday! We're going to bring our fearless leader back up here for a minute. I'll do that. Oh, God. Joseph, you were there all day while we were setting up. I did not realize how tall Jeff was. That was kind of shocking. Did you know how tall he was?
I had no idea. I never know how tall any of these people are because we just see them on a screen.
Right, you see like a little square.
Yeah, I see a box. People are surprised that there's more to me than just the box.
Same.
Yeah.
Same, actually.
Yeah.
They're like, you got legs?
Yeah, don't put me in a box.
Yeah.
So, bold predictions there. Now, let's talk a little bit more about baseball.
Okay.
The Cincinnati Reds, you know about them?
Yeah, they're like right there.
There's a guy back here that we invited on, and I'm making eye contact across the room with him.
He's my doppelganger.
Your host of the Locked On Reds podcast.
Uh-huh.
Jeff, who's this guy walking up here? Who is this guy? Some stranger just wanted to try to get on the show. If we can figure out his name, we'll get him on later in the show.
Yeah, yeah. We'll make it happen. Jeff Carr!
Jeff Carr!
Let's try that again. Jeff Carr! Yeah.
You predicted 75 games?
I did.
That's like the most optimistic prediction anyone had before the season.
I had like 73, so you had me beat by a bit.
I have a friend that said, if they win 75 or more games, I'll buy you 10 points.
Well, lucky you.
More or less, you got to buy me 10 points. I said,
oh,
was it Offenbaker?
No. Offenbaker doesn't have any friends. No, but really, though, before the season, 75 wins, that wasn't – remember when that was an optimistic prediction? Yeah.
Yeah.
And now I'm blown away about how did we get here? I don't understand how we got here. Wrong. That's not true. No, in the history of the National League, there's been one team. Yeah. The 2023 Cincinnati Reds.
Hey,
sorry. Yeah. It is. It's phenomenal. It's absolutely amazing. Most amazing to me is which one is Tim and which one's Jeff?
Well, we already confirmed my mother and my wife are here, so we're okay. Jeff's wife's here. She can confirm. Multiple sources.
Okay, just got her doppelgangers here. I don't know.
What's it feel like to be in the middle of this much beer?
I'm a little bit confused here, a little excited. So are the Reds going to make the playoffs, Jeff Carr?
Yes.
Obviously, what a dumb question. So how far are they going to go in the playoffs? World Series champs, obviously, right?
World Series,
but
we'll give them a
sweet. All
right. Yeah.
All joking aside, if this team, even if they don't make, I don't even want to suggest that they might not make the playoffs, but even if they didn't, this season has been nothing but a success. Am I right? I mean, I don't know how you can say there are things they should have done differently. There, you know, I'm not going to mention the words trade deadline. I refuse to, but I don't know. There's no scenario under which this season is not a success in some ways, right?
I don't think so. I think you put a really good point. I think you could acknowledge that what happened this year was unbelievable, but they had opportunities to make it better. And I think we have this like big divide in the fan base right now where it's like, no, this is a success. No, this is a failure. Like, no, it's the medium. It's right in the middle. There's so many things they could have done to make this better and they didn't, but it was still successful.
Yeah, could have been a bigger success, you know, although they still may win the World Series and they can't get any bigger than that. But right.
Right.
And I still think that whenever this season ends, and we are under whatever feet of snow we're going to get this winter, I don't know what the farmers are going to say. People look at the season and say, wow, that was one of the most awesome times in the ballpark.
Absolutely.
And then next year, we really start to, you know, ramp up the expectations. It's like, it's playoffs. I mean, if it's not playoffs next year, it's a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
If they don't make the playoffs this year, I see this season as nothing but success.
Yeah, I agree. It's a success one way or the other, but they are making the playoffs. It could have been a bigger success.
Let me, Jeff, let me ask you this as someone who's pretty tapped in with the organization as well. We have this conversation every week on our shows, and we have people who agree with us. We have people who disagree with us. In your eyes, in 2024, is Joey Votto a member of the Cincinnati Reds?
Yes.
I agree.
And then it'll come up with a number on top of that to keep him here for one. Look at this play. He has shown he doesn't want to talk. He's not ready. And I think that he will be here next year.
I agree.
I hope he's here next year. I don't have enough faith in this organization to want to bring him back. And I think that's a completely fair reading of what we've seen from management in recent years. But I love it. I'm going to join you guys. I'm going to say I think he's going to be here because that's what I want. And at some point, don't the Castellanos have to do what I want?
Yeah.
Don't they have to do something for me? Exactly. So.
They want to ask you this question. what's more likely to happen? Leisler playing, or do they think Castellanos coming up?
I'm sorry, or what? What's the second part?
Either he's here playing next season, or they do the Nick Castellanos and Lundstedt.
I think that, well, I don't know which is more likely, but I think both are
possible,
real possibilities. Yeah, yeah, without question. So we should have prepared you for this, Jeff, and we didn't. So we're going to drop one on you. We want to put together a Cincinnati Reds Mount Rushmore. The Mount Rushmore. Now, these aren't necessarily going to be the best players of all time for the Reds. Will Benson. All right, that's the first one. Will Benson.
Will Benson.
Oh, we got some people saying Lisa Averto. It's a riverfront Mount Rushmore. So we're talking about guys that not just the riverfront, but just fan favorites.
Well, Reggie Sanders.
Top four fan favorites. So we're Will Benson. He's a rookie. He's on the rookie Mount Rushmore. Let's leave him aside for a moment. Although I love me some Will Benson.
Same.
Oh my goodness. So pick the first one. Fan favorite Mount Rushmore, Cincinnati Red. Brandon Phillips got onto the riverfronts. Brandon Phillips sent me some unkind DMs one day. Hey-oh! That guy, whoever that was who just said that, we're going to have to get him on the show here in a minute. So no question. Fan favorite. He's the only Cincinnati Red that sent me unkind DM, so that's a good thing. But it's probably because I said unkind things about him. That's Tim, true. Mount Rushmore, fan favorite Cincinnati Reds Mount Rushmore.
Of all time?
All time.
For the sake that you're here, I'm going to go Reggie Sanders.
Reggie Sanders. No, he's not a fan favorite of all time. He's a Chad favorite.
Oh. Okay, in that case.
Yeah, he'd be a
In that case, I'll take my all-time favorite Reds player. I'll take Joe Morgan.
Joe Morgan. Oh, yes. Fantastic. How's he your all-time favorite? You're like 12 years old.
So I tell this story all the time. So when I was younger, my dad would show me clips of the machine because my dad's favorite player is Johnny Bench. But I was enamored with the guy at second base because he could do everything. And he was so electrifying. Even the 70s, he was so electrifying. So he's my guy.
Love it. Love it, Joe Morgan. I'm going to go with Adam Dunn.
Hey-o!
The Dunner. Ah, look at that. Linda likes Adam Dunn. And we really need to have a whole show about why Adam Dunn is the greatest Red in history.
No lies told.
Adam from Milwaukee.
Adam from Milwaukee.
Oh, no, no. James Madison just scored a touchdown to go ahead of the University of Virginia Cavaliers. And it's news to many of you that the Cavaliers have a college football program.
Well, I know for an unfortunate reason in your end.
Oh, man. What's up, people give me crap about UVA football on this on my live?
On your show.
The 500th episode of this show. I still get crap about you. There we go. Now, that they can play. Who else is on our Mount Rushmore?
We got one more left.
One more left. Who else? Who are we putting up there?
It's got to be Joseph Daniel Votto.
Let's go with Joey Votto.
JV.
Nate likes drinking Joey's juice.
Yep.
Joseph Daniel Votto, please come back tomorrow.
Please.
Joey. Although I'm a little upset that, yeah, we're leaving this podcast and heading over to the stadium to watch the game. And no Joey. He's coming back tomorrow. What's that all about?
Yeah.
Screw Joey.
But not really.
Joey's the worst.
You talking about Joey Goditza, listener of the show?
Joey Goditza, yes.
About 36%.
It's true. An inordinate number of Cincinnati Reds fans hated both those guys. And I can't figure it out. Cannot figure it out.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean,
that's true. That's
we could have put the machine there.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to put Todd Frazier. I don't know if you guys heard. He won a home run derby.
Did he really?
Yeah, he won a home run derby.
I heard that.
No.
Oh, this crowd's getting unruly.
Oh, we're getting controversial.
I heard Ryan Friel over here. Uh-oh. Todd Frazier fans in the house. Todd Benzinger. No, what? Sean Casey?
Adam Duvall.
All right.
Gary Majewski.
Wayne Krenchicki. Jeff Carr, I want you to tell me a little bit about Locked On Reds. Can you tell me a little bit about this show?
Well, we talk about the Reds 5 days a week, all through Friday. Sometimes more than just 5 times a week, depending on if we have big news. Steve Alvarado joins me. He's in Hawaii right now. I've heard he's a nice place. So probably why he's not here.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
He takes me a picture of the beach. I don't know what water looks like, but. No, it's a great podcast. You can follow it wherever you use your podcast, including YouTube, if you see fixes. As we say overly optimistic things that people just love to bash us in the comments.
Yeah.
But I will say this. There are sometimes we get on to prep for a show, and I'm like, Steve, this is what I want to talk about. And he gives me, like, that look of, like, oh, you know, that Samuel L. Jackson,
So I filled in for you the other day. Do you think people thought I was you? I thought so, yeah. Like, when did Jeff change his name? Yeah.
Exactly. I love Locked On Reds. It's
Me
a
too.
Fantastic show. I encourage everybody to watch. I liked it a lot more before Steve was on there. I don't like Steve. Matter of fact, no, I know he won't listen to this, but Steve Offenbaker is one of my mortal enemies. I've disliked him intensely since the 90s, the late 1900s. Make sure he knows that. He's the worst. No, he's great. Locked On's great, man. Appreciate you joining us here today,
man. Yeah, man. This is awesome. Good to see you, other me.
Jeff Carr, also known as Bizarro Tim. All right. Now, I'm going to actually step aside and bring Nate back in here, but we're going to introduce one of Tim's buddies, co-host on Late Night Reds. So
that
I'm
going to
step out of the way and let Tim do the introduction.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I haven't done this in a minute. Nate's coming here double fisting. Nate, this is your segment. Heyo! All right, folks. Coming to hang out with us now. Not only has this guy been like my mentor throughout my life, he was the officiant of my wedding. He is also the co-host of Late Night Reds with me on Sunday nights. Mr. Ben Brown, everybody.
Ben Brown.
They won.
Ben, I am so pumped to get to hang out with you in person. I get to hang out with you live every Sunday night on the interwebs. But this real life thing's a little bit better. I'm sorry I'm double fisting. I feel like my mom is going to be disappointed in me. She already is. Don't worry. All right.
We did it for Ben.
So what we got here? What I wanted you guys to talk about is, you guys are local. You guys are here. You're yeah. amongst the people. You feel the vibes. You live it. You love it. What are your top three moments as Reds fans?
All time?
You can interpret this question however you want to.
Well, I'm going to go this season.
All right.
So, I'm going one season, one old school.
Love it.
So, my one this season, it has to be the debut of Ellie
Dillard. Oh, man.
I don't know if a lot of people understand. Like, I am old enough to remember, like, the older Reds and, you know, your Aaron Davises and all those guys. There hasn't been a buzz with a guy coming up like that, you know, since they had, you know, the Jay, the Joey, and all those guys coming. So, when Ellie came up, it was incredible. The way the city just embraced him, the things he's able to do, and his just pure electricity. So, I would say that's my number one.
I mean, it's pretty hard to argue with that. Yeah, we haven't had a prospect like Ellie since, I guess, Eric Davis. I mean, that's it. Tim, top Reds fan moment.
All right, so those who live this know exactly what I'm talking about. February 2000, Ken Griffey Jr. gets traded to Cincinnati. And just the feeling in the city. Just like, even as me, I was 10 years old. And so my gym teacher told me, and this is back at the Sports Center where they had the icon in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
My gym teacher's like, hey, the Reds just officially traded for Griffey. And I'm like, no way. So I run home from fourth grade gym class, get inside, turn on Sports Center, and the first thing you see in the corner is Ken Griffey Jr. with a Reds hat on. And I was like, as a 10-year-old kid, like, I could not believe it, man. It was like the most exciting feeling. His opening day, his first at bat at Riverfront, just when he walks up. I think the game rained out, actually. No one remembers that. They remember Griffey coming up to the plate for the first time at number 30.
Right.
Yeah,
look,
man.
At my guy, Brandon. I love it, man. That was, for me, that was, it's almost mythical, right? So we're not from Cincinnati. You get the news that King Griffey freaking Jr. is going to your favorite team.
Right.
And it's the Reds. Like, why would somebody like that, a guy that's larger than life, come and play for our franchise? And you know what I think is so cool about what your favorite moment was and yours? We have a homegrown guy of that same mold in Ellie De La Cruz. That's, man, it's going to be a fun next few years.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about that a lot. How that young the core is and how young our infield is set. And hopefully for the next 10 years, we've got guys there we can plug in and play. Like, that's probably been one of the more exciting things. We've never seen a team that many young guys in the corner in the same year.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Have to play and be contributors. On a team going to the playoffs. So,
for sure.
It's been incredible to see, like, the playing Steve, Vincent, Dylan Cruz, and these guys, they were top prospects, and now they're sitting here and they're
Yeah, we get to forget about guys like Brandon Williamson, who was a top 100 prospect season and a half ago, had a rough stretch, and now is crushing it for our boys.
Connor Phillips just made his big league debut for this team. He was a guy that was like a throw-in in a trade.
Yeah. Also super really sweaty.
Yeah, super sweaty. Like, lose yourself in the moment, Eminem style.
I love it. All right, Ben, you got another favorite moment as a Reds fan for us? Wire to wire. Sabo is my first favorite Red, Chris Sabo. Made Red Specs cool again. Jose Rijo. We could do a whole podcast on Jose Rijo alone.
Yeah. I mean, that whole run was just incredible. So if I had a moment like that, I'd be that 90s best.
I mean,
wire to wire.
The moment was the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
It never stopped being a moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love talking about how the Reds have only made the playoffs 6 times in my entire life. I can't imagine having a whole season in first place. This is ridiculous. I was 5. I had a blast.
I was 1.
I was hanging out under a parachute in kindergarten gym class. It was a fucking legendary.
We're the Reds. We're red hot.
All right. We have officially gone off the rails. I love it.
All right.
Tim, what you got?
So... Yeah, actually pretty wild.
New record.
Oh, my God. We played for 2 hours, and we got, like, 1 segment left. This is going to be fun.
Sydney's going to beatbox. We'll be fine.
So I was in attendance at Homer Bailey's no-hitter at Great American Ballpark in 2013.
And that's pretty
That was,
cool.
like, pretty incredible because you definitely get to the point when you're counting outs in the 6th inning if you're, like, someone like us. And so, like, watching everything happen, he has the walk on the guy, and it's like, oh, crap. And then the funniest thing, so they were doing this thing that year over the PA where they were playing old highlights of, like, Marty announcing stuff. Homer's walking onto the field from the 9th inning, and they play the clip from Pittsburgh the year before, and you just hear the whole, like, when he's like, and Homer Bailey just threw a no-hitter, and you hear the whole stadium go, no, 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 no.
I absolutely love it. I will show out a couple moments that were big for me. I was here for the Yadier Molina Brandon Phillips brawl game That was a pretty cool moment. My guy Clay Christian over there. We were a couple of beers deep. We had a good time.
Hell yeah, you were.
We were in Charlottesville, Virginia, watching the game live when Jay Bruce hit the walk off on Clinchmas.
I was there. I was.
Bruce, that was madness. We actually bought a bottle of champagne from the bar we were watching the game at, took it around Charlottesville to all the other bars and made him sign it. The bottle did not survive the night. Drink responsibly, folks.
Oh, my God.
Other than that, I just want to shout out the entire Joey Votto era, man. We are so lucky to have that guy as a Cincinnati Red.
Remember when he was robbed of the 2016 MVP?
Nonsense. He's had at least two seasons better.
I'll make the case the 2012, before he gets hurt, he was unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah. I love it. All right, do you guys have any other moments y'all want to shout out?
I mean, we got an hour left that we still have to fill.
I mean, we're in a bar. We don't need to fill this time with us talking.
Not with that attitude, we don't. I'll tell a funny one. So I talked about this today with Chad actually at lunch. Funny enough, I was at a game at Riverfront. My mom took me. And it was the game when Deion Sanders was chasing a fly ball in the left field at Riverfront. The ball bounced off his head. I was at that game. But Deion's like my favorite athlete ever besides Penny Hardaway and Ken Griffey Jr. So
I love it. I love it. All right, should we move on to the next guest?
I think we should. Do I get the segment off? Is that how this works?
No, you stay. Oh, on this man. One. All right, Ben.
Ben
so
Brown,
much,
everybody.
Go see Ben on Friday nights.
Hey, just so we're clear, Ben really likes some people buying beer. So if you're at the game tonight, yeah!
Ben accepts beer.
I'll take him home.
All right, you want to introduce guys?
I do. Actually, so the previous co-host to Ben Brown on Late Night Reds is also here. One of my best friends in the whole world via San Antonio, Texas. He once was roommates with Joseph Daniel Votto. He once pitched for the San Diego Padres. Carlos Guevara!
I thought Carlos was playing it cool. He didn't even know he was going to be on the show today.
All right. So I need Carlos here because I've talked about this with him in private many times. But 2006, AA Chattanooga Lookouts, how nasty was your team?
Nobody can guess what he's doing every single day. We lace them up. We're going
to be. So for those who don't know, these are the guys Carlos played with in AA. Joey Votto.
Who?
Chris Dickerson. Homer Bailey. Paul Janish. Logan Andrusik. Ryan Hannigan. Dwayne Wise was there for a short time.
You lost me at Dwayne Wise. You lost me at Dwayne Wise.
Johnny Cueto.
He said Dwayne Wise before Johnny Cueto.
I lost train of thought. I was running out of breath. But so that team, you know, like I talked about this not too long ago, Drew, about his Billings team. And how they're very similar to your AA team because they were just unstoppable too. What was it? You mentioned just like we laced it up, we beat everybody. What were the bus trips like with that team that you were allowed to tell us?
So a happy bus trip means everybody can buy out.
They're going to be feeling Puerto Rican in here.
And the Canadian.
At 3 in the morning. Everybody's trying to sleep. There's music going on in the back. And Johnny Long.
Where was the Canadian during all this?
The Canadian was probably from the bus.
Replaying at bats in his head.
He was playing on double A, he was in
he'd already ascended into the ether.
Well, the other thing before I move off and after this, I always crack up at. Joey was fifth in the league that year in stolen bases in Double A.
I don't know how that happened. I feel like it's for him. I've seen him run into the game. And neither of them are going
back. Carlos, you have a unique perspective, obviously, having played professional freaking baseball. What stands out to you about this team? Why do you think a team that lost 100 games last year, chock full of rookies this year, has been able to be as successful as they have?
I kind of think it's a double-edged sword because there's so many rookies, they're really good. But they don't know how to win, and they don't really know how to lose in the box. That makes me sick. There's so much to losing to win in September that you don't think about in May, June, or something like
that. Yeah.
When September comes around and you have to win a ball game between one and one at second base, that's a different mentality than in July. That's one in second base in the eighth inning. You're trying to get your numbers. You're trying to make your health go higher. But when it's winning baseball in Cincinnati, you have to know what the pitcher's trying to do. And I don't think the hitters know that.
That makes sense.
In the minor leagues, it doesn't matter. But the last game of the year, they're still trying to hit their numbers. If you win, you can lose, it doesn't matter. Playoffs, not playoffs, it doesn't matter. In the big leagues, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
And so that's what I'm learning now. I really hope they make it to the playoffs, and that way I can experience that. I know that. And take it over next year. It's the biggest thing I can get to take this year is knowing how to win games at the end.
Yeah.
Because it's a different animal, a different beast. You have to go outside of your comfort zone and go and do it. Instead of going to my strengths at the foot, you actually know what the pitcher's trying to do here. And that's a big plus for
people. I can't even imagine. Do you think there is anything to the fact that because they are so young, so many positions, they don't have the stank of previous Reds teams on them? As fans, we internalize this stuff, right? I talk all the time about how I've so rarely seen successful teams. And it's like every year there's this cloud, this dark cloud over the franchise. Do you think the players feel that? And the fact that there's a bunch of rookies, they're like, I don't know what y'all talking about. I was in the Dominican 3 years ago. I was in the Arizona League yesterday. So let's just come up here and have fun and put a fresh perspective on this whole thing.
Yeah. That's a fair point.
What they do now, that reflects on everything. It's called a parallel. And that's the right attitude to have. Sure, you know the history, you know what's going on, that's fine. You put that jersey on, but once the game starts, you're trying to produce, you're trying to do everything you can to stay in the league, number one, and then you're trying to do everything to help the team win. And I think that's a good thing for all these guys to be here at one time so they can lean on each other.
Right.
So it's so hard to be a fan right now to be like, come on, make them do something. Be better. You're so young. It's tough, man.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Before we let you go continue drinking a couple beers, one prediction. How is the rest of this season going to go for the Cincinnati Reds?
I think the Rollers are going to sneak in
the race. Let's go.
I do too. Yeah.
Playoff run for the Red Legs.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, my bold prediction around the deadline was it involved a suck it, Cardinals. Suck it. Thank you, Carlos. Carlos Guevara, everybody.
Carlos!
All right, let's bring back a handsome devil, Chad Dotson. I got to tell you.
Did you get my mom a segment?
That's a good-looking man right there. Get her on.
She's right there.
What? All right, Chad, we have officially reached the end of our scripts, our list of topics. Do we want to open it up to the floor, or do we want to just call it a day? What are you thinking?
Well, first of all, I'm upset. This whole time we've been playing this, the only thing I asked was that I wanted to be up here on stage with Carlos. And you all robbed me.
All right, Carlos, come grab my mic. I gotta go see my family anyway.
We punished you because you forgot to invite Carlos to my bachelor party.
All right, mate. Is it time for some viewer mail questions?
I'm so glad. I would love it if we have any.
Questions from actual viewers?
I mean, it's the first time there's an actual viewers. Ooh. RedLegNation.com, RedSmileys.com, legend, Doug Gray.
I mean, there's really,
I mean,
the obvious
answer is four games. Listen. Carson Spears is going to pitch a game in the World Series, isn't he?
That's why it's only four games. But maybe it's two games. He'll pitch game one and game four. Carson Spears is the Jose Rijo of this generation. Am I wrong?
I love it. I got a flair for the dramatic. I'm going to go seven games. Reds are going to win in seven.
Reds in seven. Carlos?
I just want to make the freaking playoffs.
Go five. I'm going to go five. They'll give the Astros
mild
one.
Struggle. Astros. Okay. All right.
All right. Next viewer mail questions. Then we've got the next one. Brandon is going to set the play here.
Over under on Chase and Shreve MVPs. 2.5.
Over under on Chase and Shreve MVP awards.
Over under on anybody knows how to spell his name.
Why is Brandon going to walk up here just inventing players? This is not MLB The Show.
Creative player. Raise your hand if you've ever heard Jason Shreve. Come on, that's not a real guy.
That guy in the back has. Yeah. Is that Jason Shreve himself?
That's Jason Shreve.
Shouldn't you be at the game?
Nobody would doubt you, whoever showed up. Somebody comes up, grabs back, they'd be like, yep, that's him.
I'm always going to remember that moment. All right. Anybody else?
Any other questions?
Long time listener, first time viewer. No, it's not Chris Oakey. He's over in Los Angeles somewhere. You're always confused. Why is this different than normal, Doug? So. When Kevin Newman and India and Votto come back, who do you expect to be sent down, I guess? Like, who do you expect Kevin Newman to come back? Or do we just wave the white flag and sort of Will Myers him after he's done?
Three position players come back.
I think Kevin Newman's played his last game. I think he's going to be on the Phantom DL the rest of the way.
Do you think they'll still sell tickets?
Hmm?
You think they'll still sell tickets to the games?
It's going to be tough.
We were talking about it last night, why there were so few Reds fans at the game in September in a pennant race. The answer is, who the fuck is Kevin Newman?
He was in charge of the fireworks last night.
That was it. Also, apologies. I forgot this was a kid family show.
Kevin Newman, I think I'm with him. I don't think Kevin Newman's coming back.
No, I think he's happy actually to be on the Phantom DL to keep collecting those big league checks.
Get that big league paycheck all the way.
All right, so we still got two. I think Stu Fairchild.
Yeah, he's out for COVID now, so he'll be out for at least a week.
How's COVID still a thing? I thought we were done with that.
I don't know. Somebody brought it up again, so it's a thing.
I mean, I don't like this answer, but I think it's Nick Senzel, right?
No.
They didn't want to bring him back anyway.
He's in the starting lineup.
Just hitting bombs every now and again. Free Jose Barrero.
Free Jose.
Good question. Nice.
Come on.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Kid.
So, you broke your streak of not coming to a game for a while. If the Reds make it into the playoffs and they have a home playoff game, would you come back and watch a playoff game with Joey Votto and Ellie De La Cruz, spend some more money, despite the cast links?
All right, so question is, not the worst owners in baseball. I'm breaking the boycott this weekend. Question, will I come back? Carlos, will I come back if the Reds make the playoffs?
I kind of feel we're getting put on the spot. We're going to have to.
Have to, right?
Right.
We're doing the game. We're
a home playoff game? That means they have to win the first series, right?
Yeah.
Because isn't the wild card at all the games that the wild card are at their place? All three games? Yeah. So they'd have to win that first series before they have a home playoff game.
That's a good question.
Yes, we're running it back.
I love it.
I think I'm going to have to come up.
We're going to live podcast in San Antonio.
Somebody tell Chad to call me when he's there.
All right, Brother Coop.
Oh, no. Earmuffs, kids, earmuffs.
Okay. Do you want the PG question or the questionable question?
Yes. We'll let you choose.
Oh, no.
Who's got the biggest dick on the team?
Will Benson.
Will Benson.
All right, everybody. We don't pay a producer, so let's see how that works out. Hi, Iris. We knew what was going to happen when we gave that guy the mic.
He did.
I love it.
I got a question. What's the final score tonight?
Final score tonight, Cincinnati 7, St. Louis 3.
All right.
I'm with you on 7. I'm going to say St. Louis 6. The Reds walk it off in the bottom half. On some Ellie magic. Some Ellie magic. What you got, Carlos?
I'm going to say 4-1. Red Lake. 4-1. I want to see an Ellie triple more than anything right now.
Carson,
I don't want to see a home run. I don't want to see stolen base. I want to see an Ellie triple line.
An Ellie triple. Oh, God.
No.
Oh, Cardinals 6, Reds 9.
There we go.
Nice. I love it. All right. Well, first off, I want to say shout out to the Stretch. Thank you all for having us tonight. Thank you all for everybody who came because of us. Really apologize to everybody who did not come because of us, because we've been loud as shit in your ear all night long. Shout out to SeatGeek for sponsoring this whole thing. Use code word Riverfront. If you want to go to the game tonight, code word Riverfront, one word, $20 off your first purchase. It's free money, baby. I don't know what you're doing if you're not using it. And shout out to our Patreon community, because without y'all, patreon.com/riverfrontcincy, we wouldn't have been able to put this production on. If you do want to join the Patreon family or hang out with us on YouTube, we got these little flyer things. They got QR codes. You're young. You know how it works. Scan it, join it, love it. Bill, thank you to your liver for keeping you with us all these years. Shouts to Chad. Shouts to Tim and Carlos. To Jeff and Doug and other Jeff and Coop, yeah, maybe. Sandy to Dwight, our producer, the man, the legend. And most importantly, tip your gosh darn bartenders. 25% minimum.
Jeff Carr, love you, buddy.
For Nate Johnson, for Carlos, for Jeff Carr, for Ben and Corey Ice, and my buddy Tim Daniel.
Ben and Chip. Joe Farbsing, you handsome devil. To Iris.
Hey.
Thank you. You're weird.